The Aftermath by Anna de Noailles. Above all, after climaxes the most intense in our close-knit uniting, frenzied, barbarous, reclining side by side, gasping for breath, I sense the abyss that severs us. In silence we recline, not understanding why, after such pent-up fury, longed for, deep, insane. So suddenly we find ourselves apart and lie as separate selves again. You are beside me, but your gaze does not reveal that eagerness I answered with a fire unknown. You are a helpless beast gorged with its meal, a corpse sculpted in stone. You sleep and do not stir. How can another know what dream has quieted your restless mind? But through me yet, great gusts of yearning blow, leaving their mark behind. I cannot cease from living, O my dearest love. My warlike frenzy underneath its peaceful air in desperation searches round me and above to find a passage there. And still you lie content, the throbbing ecstasy of sadness coursing through my limbs, and that profound confusion. Nothing of all this in you I see. My love, my only love, between yourself and me, there is no common ground.